Good afternoon, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. We're covering off the main issues in South Asia, Monday, 21 January. Firstly, in Pakistan, the security situation in Pakistan continues to deteriorate as three civilians were reportedly killed in crossfire during a shootout between the police and suspected Islamic State terrorists on Saturday. A police team led by the counter-terrorism department's officers opened fire at the suspected terrorists at a checkpoint near Sahawal City in the northern province of Punjab. In another encounter in Punjab yesterday, two other terrorists of the Islamic State in Gujranwala were killed by the officers of the counter-terrorism department. The law minister of Punjab province called the civilian deaths in the encounter near Sahawal collateral damage during an operation to eliminate the state terrorists. The relatives of civilians killed accused the police of negligence and a misuse of power. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution when travelling to small remote towns like Gujranwala and Sahawal. The anti-terror operations may trigger retaliatory attacks by the terror groups, thus posing a proximity threat to businesses and civilians. In India, the president of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Amit Shah, is scheduled to hold a rally at Malda in the eastern state of West Bengal tomorrow. The rally is scheduled 2 days after a rally in Kolkata by the ruling Trinamool Congress Party on Saturday. Amit Shah has been denied permission to land his helicopter at the local airport by the state authorities. As they said, the airport is under construction. The Bharatiya Janata Party has accused the ruling Trinamool Congress Party of obstructing their political campaign before the general and state elections in April of this year. A similar controversy erupted after they were denied permission by the state government to hold political rallies last month, which was overturned by the High Court of Calcutta. Clashes between the supporters of the two parties are likely during the rally and could potentially trigger statewide unrest. Clients are advised to avoid all political events in West Bengal. Monitor our alerts and advisories for further updates. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can either purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or alternatively buy our assessment on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.